Happy New Year, PeopleStack family. Action beats motivation. In this episode, I am going to help you set yourself up for success in 2024. I'm going to talk about why action beats motivation and how you can start applying this principle today in your career and in the rest of your life if you want to, so that you can soar toward your career goals. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the PeopleStack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode.
Happy 2024, everyone. First podcast of the year. So let's dive right in. So I know that many of you are thinking about goals. What are my goals for 2024? What is my intention for 2024? What do I want to create, co-create in 2024? In my career? For sure. That's why you're listening. And then also in other areas of your life, in my relationships, in my physical well-being, my mental well-being, my spiritual well-being. And so I want to set you up for success here. And in order to do that, we're going to rely on this core principle: action beats motivation. Action beats motivation. What does this mean and how can you apply it? So this is a principle actually that we're using as our theme of the month with our current clients. So if you're a current client listening, this sounds familiar to you, and you can look forward to us working with you this month to custom tailor this principle to your career and life goals. So this is a principle that I've basically just, you know, I've learned throughout my life. I've had a, let's just call it a love-hate relationship with motivation pretty much for my entire adult life and my teen life as well. You know, as I was growing up and like, oh, find the motivation. Oh man, you know, I'm motivated to do this. I'm not really sure. What are my goals? Am I motivated toward my goals? And it never really felt quite right to me. But what felt right was action. I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to show up and I'm going to do the thing. And guess what? I get results when I do the thing. And I didn't quite have words for it. I just kind of felt my way through it for the longest time. And then I've heard lots of experts, lots of world-renowned high-performance coaches like Mel Robbins, like Tony Robbins. They're not related, by the way. They just both happen to be awesome high-performance coaches who talk about, and David Goggins talks about this as well, you know, just to give you a few names that might ring a bell for you in the high-performance world, where basically we're all basically kind of saying the same thing. Well, the way that David Goggins talks about it, I believe, is essentially that motivation is bullshit. Motivation doesn't work. Find the discipline. You know, so he's about discipline, but really he's about action. And so am I, and I know so are you as well. It's like, why do I want to find the motivation so that I could take the actions that I know? And you know, in other ways that I've seen this show up, just so that you can catch what I'm pitching here, by action beats motivation, and you can start to think about and feel through the ways that it's shown up in your life and the way that you've heard it and the way that it's resonated for you. I heard a semi-famous CrossFitter, Patrick Vellner. He's one of the, arguably one of the top five, if not top three, CrossFit athletes in the world now. I once heard him say the heaviest thing to lift in the gym is the front door. In other words, he was talking about like, look, I'm a CrossFit athlete. This is what I do. This is my job. I'm an athlete and I don't feel like going to the gym every day. I don't feel motivated to go to the gym every day. I don't try to find the motivation to do it. I just do it. And sometimes that door to the gym feels so heavy because I just don't wanna. And then you get going, you get warmed up, you start your workout and you notice that you're in the middle of your workout and then that you're almost done. And I know that you can all relate to this. It's another example, the Nike logo. Just do it. And I know that a lot of this is like, well, easier said than done. Easier said than done because often we don't want to do it. Right? It's like, that's where we're starting from. How do I do it when I don't want to do it? I just do it. Oh my God. And you just end up in this recursive cycle. And often though, another challenge is I don't know what to do. This is why a lot of you were listening to us and why what we're describing and saying resonates so much with you is because we give you the strategies and the systems. We take all of this what can be very complex and what can be very confusing world of getting the most out of your career, upgrading your career, and we distill it down in a way that you can then build some structure around it. And so often you don't take action because you don't know what to do. You know your outcome. I want to get a raise. I want to get a new job. You know, I want my boss to finally notice me. That I know what I want, but I don't know what the actions are that I should be taking to get there. It's similar with nutrition and health and exercise. Like, I know I want to be an ideal weight. I know that I want to build my muscle. I don't want to be swole, but you know, I know some of you might be, but I'm just speaking for myself here, right? And I want to build longevity. You know, I want to add more years to my life and life to my years. How do I do that? There's so much noise out there in so many of these different performance worlds, whether it's career, nutrition, exercise, other things that are health-related, relationship. I want a better relationship. I want to find the love of my life. I want to prevent a divorce. Like, I don't want to feel like my husband or my wife is a roommate anymore. I want to rekindle that love. I know what I want, but what are the actions that I need to take to get there? So now is when we could start talking about, so let's, you know, shift back to career stuff. Although, you know, we call ourselves career and life coaches because the principles that we share, primarily, they're about your career. And that's how we draw you in because we know that so many of you tech leaders out there want more out of your career. And that's how you get drawn in. And then what often happens after you start listening to four or five of these podcasts or after you start working with us, it's like, oh, wow, holy cow, I can apply this to the rest of my life as well. So I'm just planting those seeds for you. But let's use the career as the example here. So you may be wondering, how do I apply this principle in my life? How do I apply the action beats motivation principle in my life? So remember all of what I just said, that you might not always feel like doing the thing. Do the thing anyway. Don't try to find the motivation. It's a losing battle. Focus on identifying the actions you want to take, get to take, to create the outcomes that you want. I'm going to repeat that again because it can feel so simple that it's almost like, and so straightforward that our brain would be like, yeah, I get it. But it's so powerful. What I want you to do is identify the actions that you get to take in order to create the outcomes that you want. You might want to write that one down. So the way that I encourage you to go about doing this is to reverse engineer it. Start with the outcome, because like I said, many of you are very clear or at least fairly clear at a high level what the outcome is that you want. You're probably clearer than you think you are.
Thanks for giving me this quick moment for our sponsor, Coverage Cat. We're very intentional about who we allow to sponsor the People Stack podcast. And when I connected with the folks at Coverage Cat, I quickly learned that they are an excellent fit as a sponsor. If you live in Washington, California, Texas, New York, or Florida, Coverage Cat is a free concierge service that will help you find the best price and coverage for your umbrella, car, home, and renter's insurance. And yes, loyal tech leader audience, we know that most of you need insurance, whether it's umbrella or other insurance to protect your wealth. We know how annoying dealing with insurance companies can be. So we love how Coverage Cat is making this process super easy. Fill out one form and they compare across dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage and price while you skip the spam and sales calls. Get your free optimized insurance quote today at coveragecat.com.
So in other words, at a high level, what do you want? What is the outcome that you want in your career? And for bonus points, what's the experience that you want to have as you're getting it? So what's the outcome that you want? I want a new job. I want a better job. I want a hell yes job. Right? Because it's because I'm sick and tired of the job that I'm in and there's no upward movement and I can't stand my boss and blah, 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 blah. I know I want a new job. I want a hell yes job. And the experience that I want as I move toward that job is one of calm, is one of clarity, is one of excitement, and is one of impact. Or for some of you, it might be, I love my current job. I want a promotion. I want a raise. I want to finally get recognized for the work that I'm doing in the form of financial compensation. And the experience that I want to have as I'm doing that is I want to continue to be my authentic self. I don't want to come off as a money-grabbing you-know-what. I'm going to be my authentic self. I'm going to do this with integrity. And I'm also going to maintain my work-life balance as well because I am not going to sacrifice that. I'm not going to work my ass off to earn more money. That's the experience I want to have as I'm doing that. And for some of you, you're in a great job and you may be making great money. And the thing that you want is less stress and more flow. That you are currently in a situation where you're working your ass off and it's not sustainable. You've already seen the writing on the wall that in terms of your physical well-being, your mental well-being, your relationships, you're already seeing the writing on the wall that they're getting destroyed, or slowly but surely. And so it's like, okay, no more burnout, no more stress, no more working my ass off. That doesn't work. It doesn't, by the way. Not long term, and you're not going to get what you want if you follow that. We've done tons of podcasts on that. You know, look through the archive to look through any of the podcasts on burnout or stress or staying in flow, and you'll get more deep diving there, and certainly we'll be doing more in the future. But for some of you, just, you know, to kind of get back on track, the outcome is I want less stress and more flow in my work life. I want to feel more fulfilled and have more fun in my work life. And that's the outcome. So I encourage all of you right now, as long as it's safe, I know some of you are doing it while you're driving, listening to this while you're driving. So just make a mental note for yourself if that's the case. I encourage you to take a moment today. Take 30 seconds, 1 minute today to write down what is my desired career outcome and what is my desired experience. And I just gave you three examples. What's yours? And if you're a client who's working with us and, you know, this is like stage one, right? So mostly all of you have already done this, but if you feel like you want to refine what your outcomes are career-wise and in other areas of your life, reach out. We'll help you with it. So we want to reverse engineer this. How do I apply this action beats motivation principle in my career? We start with the end in mind. What's my outcome? You know your outcome now. So all you have to do is reverse engineer it. What are the steps, the action steps to get there? The results. So what is the cascading, the ladder of results that I need to see in order for this to happen? Just work backwards, reverse engineer it. So one, I'll just do one example here. So let's say you want to get a new job. Okay, start with the end and then go backwards, right? Yay, I got a job. Yay, awesome. I sign on the dotted line and I start in 2 weeks. This is awesome. I'm so excited. What happens before that? You get an offer. Well, actually, right before that, you negotiate. Right before that, you get an offer. Right before that, you interview. You see where I'm going with this? Right before that, you network so that you can land those interviews. And right before that, you get clarity on what you want. Oh, there we go. So then I guess the next thing that I need to do is start networking. Start reaching out to people and let them know, hey, I'm looking for a new job. Here's the kind of job that I'm looking for. Here's the outcomes I want to create in that job. Who do you know who's hiring? Who do you know who wants to create these outcomes? Can you hook me up? I'd appreciate your help. So that's really what you need to do. And by the way, that same process. So the process that I just reverse engineered, I'm going to do it forward now because I'm going to say it in the forward way, the start to finish way. So that, because what I want you to see is that it's basically at the high level, these are the steps that you're going to take. These are the actions that you're going to take regardless of your career outcome. So to our clients, this is the career transformation map. We call this our career transformation map, and there's 5 steps. The 5 steps to transforming your career. This you're definitely going to want to write down. This is high level, and it's going to apply to whatever outcome you want. A hell yes job, a raise, a promotion, less stress. It's all the same. It's all the same. Step one, get clarity. What are my outcomes? What's the experience I want to have? What are my values? What do I really want? Step two, build your ally network, otherwise known as networking. You reach out to people and you ask them for help in reaching the outcome that you want. Yes, you're going to be having a series of conversations here. At the core level, the main actions I want you taking to create your dream career are conversations. Career expanding, sometimes uncomfortable conversations. So step two is building your ally network. Step three, you're going to advance those conversations. There's always some form of conversation advancement, whether we're talking about interviewing or if you're talking about getting a raise, it's advancing the conversation from talking to your boss to talking to your boss's boss, for example. Then you're going to negotiate. There's always a negotiation, whether we're talking about a new job, a raise, a promotion, or even if it's something around making less stress in your life. And maybe that negotiation happens with yourself, but that negotiation may also happen with your boss in terms of, like, for example, having more paid time off, having the ability to work from home more often. That's going to be less stressful maybe for some of you. So step four is negotiate. Step five is celebrate. Always, 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 always celebrate. Those are the 5 steps to career transformation. Any career outcome that you wrote down, those are the 5 steps. Gain clarity, build your ally network, advance the conversations, negotiate, and celebrate. That's it. And so if you're at a loss in terms of what's next, like what's the next action, inspired, intelligent career action that can propel me toward my career goals, use that as a framework. And always remember, that at the core of this is conversations. And that is like, for at least 50% of our clients that work with us, that's an aha moment. It's, again, it's one of those almost two simple kinds of things that they've been avoiding. What are you avoiding? What conversations are you avoiding? And you're just filling in with busy work. Busy work being searching LinkedIn endlessly for job ads. That's busy work. You don't need to do that. You really don't. You need to harness the power of your network. You need to talk to your friends. You need to talk to your colleagues. You need to go on this rectangle of knowledge and reach out to everyone on your contact lists. Contact lists. Call them, text them, email them, send them a LinkedIn message. Have a Zoom call with them. Have an actual coffee with them and reach out for help. So, what inspired, intelligent career action are you devoted to taking within the next 24 hours? That's my challenge to you. And I encourage you to write that one down too, because when we capture it, why I say write it down is because when we capture it, it's real. It's real. It's on the sticky note. It's no longer just like up here in my head. It's on the piece of paper and it's harder to ignore. You're making that promise to yourself to do that thing. This is not about shaming yourself. This is about, I almost said the M word, motivating yourself. But it's almost a sneaky, sly, roguelike motivation, because you're not focused on the motivation, you're focused on the action. When we know what we want and we know exactly what we need to get there, we're going to do it and we're going to find ourselves doing it. Quick story before I wrap up for today. We're house sitting right now for friends of ours in Rhode Island. We're house sitting for a few months here to give ourselves the time and the space to find our more permanent home in the New England area. It's a lovely home, and the basement flooded last night. And my son sleeps downstairs. Thankfully, it didn't get into the bedroom. It was just in the sort of the downstairs, there's a downstairs kitchen area. So my son knocks on the door this morning. Yeah, there's water down here. He gets up earlier than we do. And my husband told me, like, I was out like a light, like I didn't hear him. So this was kudos to my son and husband for taking care of this while I was allowed to sleep. But my husband told me, Rob told me, he was like, I wasn't motivated to go down there and deal with a basement full of water, but you know what? I did it. I did it because I had a desired outcome and I knew exactly what needed to happen. No more water in the basement. Grab the shop vac, grab the towels, get to it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. So that's kind of the feeling. And then what's actually interesting about that is that when you take that approach, it actually feels better. You might be begrudgingly doing it, but there's almost like you're smiling at yourself while you're doing it. That's the experience that we're saying. It's like, you know what? I didn't want to do this, but this is actually kind of fun. You know what I mean? And look, I'm getting the outcome I want. So, what inspired, intelligent career action? Perhaps that you don't want to take, but you know that you need to take in order to get to your outcome. What inspired, intelligent career action are you going to take in the next 24 hours? I'll give you one more tip. For some of you, it's booking a call with us, because you've been thinking about working with us and you're not sure if it's a fit to work together. And neither am I. I don't know you yet. We have not met. So the best way to find out if it's a fit to work together, if you're committed, if you're devoted to transforming your technical career, book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. Did I use the right link there? Yeah. This is live, folks. We're doing it live. thepeoplestack.com/BOOK. Book a call with us. We'll have an eye-opening conversation. And we'll determine whether or not it's a fit to work together. And what we're also doing now, to give you guys some motivation, to give you guys some extra reasons for booking that call if you've been putting it off, is that, look, book that call, you're going to get clarity about your career, as long as you show up coachable. And if it's a fit to work together, it's for 80% of the people who book a call, it's a fit. So if it's a fit to work together, we're going to give you a month free of our entry-level foundational program, PeopleStack Momentum. So it's win, 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 win. If you happen to be one of the 20% of the people who it's not a fit, you're still going to get massive clarity about your call, about your career, and we're not going to leave you empty-handed. We're going to make sure that we give you some resources and some actions to take. So if you're ready to transform your career and invest in yourself this year so that you can finally know exactly what actions you want to take and not have to keep throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, then book that call. thepeoplestack.com/book. For some of you, you're ready for that. For the rest of you, make sure you determine what's the action that you're going to take and keep taking those actions. And we will do our best to keep inspiring you to do so. Bye for now.
And that wraps up another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.